אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Earlier this week, on the 9th of September, Israel carried out an unprecedented missile strike in Doha, Qatar, targeting senior Hamas leaders, including negotiators involved in ceasefire discussions between Israel and Hamas. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the strike was aimed at Hamas leaders responsible for the 7th of October 2023 attacks on Israel.
At noon today, I convened the heads of Israel's security organizations and authorized a surgical precision strike on the terrorist chiefs of Hamas. These are the same terrorist chiefs who planned, launched, and celebrated the horrific massacres of October 7th.
Netanyahu went on to say that Israel took full responsibility for the strike.
On this day, as in previous days, Israel acted wholly independently, and we take full responsibility for this action. And this action can open the door to an end of the war in Gaza. Israel has accepted the proposal put forward by President Trump to end the war, beginning with the immediate release of all our hostages, which have been held in the dungeons of Gaza for 700 days. If President Trump's proposal is accepted, the war can end immediately.
Commenting on the strike is Mayan Hoffman, who is the executive editor and strategist at ILTV News, and says the attack illustrates Israel's exasperation in the face of Hamas's stalling ceasefire and hostage negotiations.
There's no reason to believe that Hamas is going to give back these hostages. It is the only leverage that they have in order to stay at all in power in Gaza or even to survive. And I also want to say that that very morning after the plan was released and Israel was on board, Hamas told the Saudi newspaper that they couldn't even provide the 48 hostages because they don't know where they all are. I think one of the hardest things for the world, for the Jewish world, and for Israel, though, at some point to accept, is that we are not going to have a fairy tale ending here.
For Hoffman, the strike on Doha sends a stern message to the Hamas leadership.
But we have seen time and time and again that these negotiations have not borne fruit. 48 hostages, including around 20 that are still alive, remain in Gaza. And there is no indication that this negotiation is going to lead to getting them back. And Israel is showing again we're taking matters into our own hands.
The Israeli government justified the strike as a necessary act of self-defense aimed at weakening Hamas leadership responsible for recent deadly attacks, including Monday's attack in Jerusalem, where 6 Israelis were killed at a bus stop and 8 others were wounded by Palestinian gunmen. Ms. Kaufman explains.
The government also said that one of the reasons they went ahead and pulled the trigger on this attack, which clearly they've been, eyeing for a while in Doha, was because of the terrorist attack that happened the day before. Remember, the immediate response from Hamas after this terrorist attack was to celebrate it and say, you got what you deserved. There'll be more where that comes from. And so, of course, Israel is saying, no way. We are not going to allow these kinds of attacks to take place on our soil. We want the citizens of Israel to be safe.
The strike on Hamas targets in Doha has angered many of Israel's international allies and neighbours. Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdelati says it only demonstrates that Israel has no will or desire to reach a political solution or a ceasefire. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has called the attack an intolerable expansion of violence and an affront to Qatar's sovereignty, whilst Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says it's a clear breach of the principles of the United Nations Charter. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong has told Channel 9 News that the attack risks an escalation of the conflict in the region.
We certainly think this was the wrong thing to do because, as you said, it violates Qatar's sovereignty. And Qatar has also been the country that has been so involved in the negotiations for a ceasefire and the release of hostages, which is what we all want.
The White House acknowledged it had received advance notice of the strike but stressed that Washington did not approve the location. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump was deeply concerned about the Israel bombing inside a sovereign ally's capital.
This morning, the Trump administration was notified by the United States military that as Israel was attacking Hamas, which very unfortunately was located in a section of Doha, the capital of Qatar. unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals. However, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal. President Trump immediately directed Special Envoy Witkoff to inform the Qataris of the impending attack, which he did.
Despite those words of concern, the White House insisted Mr. Trump remains committed to ending the war and believes the incident could still create an opening for peace. The fallout for ceasefire negotiations is immediate. Qatar hosts Hamas's political leadership and has been a linchpin in mediating talks for the release of the hostages. Now those negotiations look more fragile than ever. Mayan Kaufman believes the latest development also jeopardizes the progress that it has made with the Abraham Accords.
Well, Qatar would see a benefit in that, and Qatar does have some relations with Israel, more covert than overt. But I think that what it's not about, you know, Israel is one piece in this larger equation. And what you have to remember is the Abraham Accords, where they were signed for trade and peace and prosperity and all of these things, which of course is a big thrust. A lot of it had to do with security and being wanting to go against Iran. The Abraham Accords were signed because of also the defense capabilities of being able to trust that Israel would help to deter Iran. Now, when October 7th happened, it put the Accords at risk because Israel looked very weak. How did we allow something like October 7th to happen?
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.